my friends, and welcome to another episode of the Disability Bodybuilding Podcast. I wouldn't have had the experiences I've had without people sharing their stories of their own journeys and opening doors and breaking down barriers. So this is in part why I do this here on the podcast and why I try and produce the content on my blog and on social media. But I feel I owe it to those that have helped me build that confidence to pay things forward and shine a light either on my own past experiences or share someone else's current story and to shout loudly about what we've done if they would like that to happen. And that's to show what access there is, but also crucially, what further access there should be in addition to that as well, and what work has been done and what work needs on what needs further work in the future. And I've made some wonderful friends through listening to their stories, some of which have had a common direction toward a goal, but each one of those are different. And in the disability community, I found a way to express my feelings like never before. I didn't have the confidence to do that 15 years or so ago. I didn't feel as if though I had access to a community to enable myself to share the challenges and the hurdles, but also the ways forward and the help and sharing the successes too. I think that was a massive gap that I had. Certainly in being able to resonate in terms of my journey and my hurdles, and just being able to talk to others about that, and that's the power of social media. That's the power of the community we have within fitness, and fitness in general, but more specifically within the disability community within that. And I say that because there are a number of different stories and journeys which, although are very different, as I've experienced with my connections, my friends within that space, but the ability to go for a kind of a common goal, go in a common direction of trying to change things, trying to get better access, trying to shine a light on things that make environments more accessible and more opportunities and more platforms, and that's how I feel that I feel that growth in those platforms and the opportunities. And certainly for myself, it's been a journey of development. Certainly in terms of confidence building, in being able to not only confidently tell my own story, which is a small part of it, but just being able to try and make those connections. And the more connections there are, the stronger those links are. And I really feel how powerful that is, or has been, and is becoming more so as well. So when I look back on these past few years, they really have provided me with wonderful opportunities to meet new friends and go for competitions and take on challenges within bodybuilding that I wouldn't have thought possible a little over a decade previously. And I'm extremely grateful for that.